Hello, this is Ivy from Shepherd's Bush. I dreamed, first of all, when I was a child, I was going to live in Shepherd's Bush.
Wow.
I was going to work in a hospital, and I was going to be near the film studios. I do live in Shepherd's Bush, and I'm near the film studios that were. They're not there now. And I did work in a hospital.
Yeah.
But even though they called me Nurse Birchall at the time, I was never Nurse Temple. Oh, no. That's the leftist receptionist there. I don't know how to frown. I'm sure I do frown, but I don't know how to frown. The best thing to do if you're going to practice cable, if you've got the wool, get my double knitting wool and number 4 needles, or in old money, number 8 needles. I'd cast on about 20, maybe 30 stitches, and then knit 4 purl 4 for about 6 rows. Now we're going to cable. So knit 4, purl 4, knit 4. So you've got 12 needles or 12 stitches on the right hand needle. When we were at Court Grange School, we had a dog there called Rover. I used to like little Rover, but he would chase rabbits. Oh, and I don't know if you've ever heard a rabbit scream, but oh, it's horrible.
I've heard a hare scream. That's awful.
It's probably the same sort of thing then. Oh, it's really scary. And at night, I used to think of it at night. We used to do our work out of doors when it was hot, you know, when it was warm, like we've had today in Shepherd's Bush. And the blooming dog, Rover, would chase a rabbit. I would scream, oh, and I used to think, oh no, you know, and I used to say, poor rabbit. Going into hospital is one thing, and the nurses and doctors are not trained to look after disabled people. Whether they are for wheelchair patients, I don't know, but I think it's easier for wheelchair patients in that they've got eyesight. And, you know, they can at least indicate with their eyes. I went into hospital to, well, first have my babies. And my husband was very sensible. When I had my first baby, they allowed him to walk with me up to the admissions room where I was going to be admitted. And Dennis said to them, now, the only difference between Ivy and myself is that Ivy cannot see. So anything she has to sign, anything you need to tell her, talk to her. Don't talk to each other without talking to her. And I thought that was extremely sensible. The Mersey City Jazz Band was a Liverpool band. I don't think got very famous, but it was about...
I've heard of them.
And they were playing at the club one day, and then he said to me, come on, girl, he says, you play the piano, don't you? So I said, yeah. He said, let's do 12th Street Drag. So we joined it. Remember Pee Wee Hunt went that one. So I said, yeah, okay. So we played the 12th. Oh, I really, really enjoyed it because they were really extemporizing. It was really
that's
good
lovely,
stuff.
Isn't it?
I remember when I first bought a pressure cooker, I thought, am I stupid? How the hell am I going to use a pressure cooker? And my husband didn't like it. Den didn't like it because he was afraid of the steam. I used to go by sound, you know, when it was up to full pressure. But then he kept saying, is it all ready? Can you put the weights on? Should you put the weights on? Should you put the weights on? yeah, Den, don't worry. Do you know, he was more nervous of it than I was. Arlene bought me a lovely little portable radio. The unfortunate thing was, you see, guys, I had a power failure for about 3 weeks, but it was on and off. And Arlene, bless her heart, she said, Mum, she said, I'm going to buy this for your birthday and Christmas present, but I think you need one. I bought you a battery mains radio set, so if the power goes off, you can listen to the radio. I've never had to put it on since, bless her. But nevertheless, it's a nice little radio, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No? But that was a birthday and Christmas present, but it was very acceptable. Judith is the younger child, And Judith could read. She was one of these people who always made up stories. She couldn't read a book.
Mm-hmm.
But Arlene never read. She wouldn't read a book. Thank you, Kelly, for editing the tape. Thank you, Chrissy, and the Global Voice for allowing me to do this tape. Libby Temple, signing off. Bye-bye. Thank you very, very much.